So, like, how did I get into promo?
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah.
Totally, totally accidental. Have I ever told you the story about the basketball court? Or no?
Nope.
I haven't? Okay. This is actually a pretty interesting story. I feel like your watchers will appreciate this because it kind of speaks to the be ready, you know, mantra of things. So this was maybe like 5 years ago. I was not, where was I in my, you know, I've been doing this a long time, but I was like in between agents and I was just involved in this regular pickup game for basketball, right? Every Saturday we go to this park. One day, this guy shows up. He's pretty good. We're just like talking. It's a very organic conversation. And we get to that sort of like, he's like, well, I'm like, what do you do, you know, for a living? And he's like, oh, you know, I'm the creative director for CBS in their on-air, you know, promos department. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. How do you get your voice talent? Right. And he's like, well, we use like the usually one of five agents. Right? I was not with any of those agents that he mentioned at the time. Like one of five agents. Like, you a voice actor? I'm like, yeah, I am a voice actor, but I don't have a promo demo. He's like, oh, I don't care. Send me your commercial demo. I'm like, all right, fine. And I can tell you, right? Like, I have interactions with people like this, like all the time, all the time, right? Like where it's just like, you know, most of the time things don't come of it, right? You just kind of like, oh yeah, give me your card or let me see your demo or whatever. So, you know, this guy playing basketball, the game ends, I follow up. He's like, you got a great sound. Just gave him a commercial demo, right? Commercial. You got a great sound. I think I have a campaign coming down the way, maybe in like 3 to 5 months. Tell you what, follow up with me. Like, you know, it's like February. He's like, follow up with me in May, Memorial Day. I'm like, great. I will do that. So I put it on the calendar, follow up with this guy that I met at basketball, right, in May. Before I can even follow up, like a month later, he calls me and he's like, where are you? I'm like, oh, I'm in the car. He's like, I need you behind a microphone as soon as possible. Like, I need you to read on this campaign, like immediately. And I'm like, okay, sure. So it just works out that I happen to be by Television City in CBS in LA. Go in, right? He's like, lay down this thing for this campaign. Okay, right? Just throws me this copy, right? And you've heard me talk about cold reading. I talk about cold reading all the time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why? Right? Because somebody can throw you this promo copy.
Be ready. Yep.
Be ready. Be ready. Exactly. So, gives me this promo copy, right? Read some copy. Great. Read some more copy. Great. Thanks very much. Thanks for coming in. Drive home. Takes me an hour. By the time I get home, I have a voicemail. Somehow I missed the call saying that I've just booked this national campaign on CBS. And I say to, you know, the creative director, like, dude, this is amazing. Like, thank you so much. This is incredible. And he's like, no. He's like, you need to understand something, my friend. I read 50 between like it was like 500 people. I think he said I read like 500 people, which sounds insane. That's totally an exaggeration. Anyway, the point is, he's like, you don't know how many people I read on this thing. You did exactly what I had in my mind for this campaign. And I was like, what? Right. So we think of ourselves as kind of like being boring or whatever. And I just did this take based on, right, whatever I thought, let's just do it like this. And it was a very big voice, boisterous campaign. It was for this show called TKO with Kevin Hart. It was this part like game show, part Wipeout. It did horribly when it aired, but it was a summer show. You know, I lasted the whole campaign. But the point is, that's how I got in the door. And, you know, and from there, I just started kind of, my agent always says that promo finds you. And I think that's 100% accurate. Mm-hmm. You know, you can train in promo, you can train in timing, but it really comes down to being available. That's at the end of the day, obviously being talented, you can time, you can read to picture, you can do these things. You're not always reading to picture. But you know, it's just like another skill set to have. That's kind of why I'm always talking about, like, let's train in workouts as if we were going to do a session for this exact reason. So like when that door opens for you, toot, right? You're like, oh, let me just go in. I don't even care. Right. So like all that other stuff didn't matter. I didn't need a promo demo. That was just opportunity. And granted, you know, not everybody is going to have a creative director playing basketball in their neighborhood. However, right? Like, tell people what you do. If you're a voice actor, tell people what you do. And if you're going to tell people, like, who own local businesses in your town and all this other stuff, then it's all the more important for you to be ready in ways that are not just character. Right? So like, you know, it's, what can you do? Well, I can do a really cool, you know, robot prince. Right. Okay, fine. But like, that's, you know, we're a cosmetics company, right? So we don't want that. So it's just in terms of that, all leading up to having that confidence to do what you want to do. And that kind of all goes in hand. So it's like, you know, be ready, have confidence, tell people what you do. Yeah. Be open, be receptive, be ready.